The scorecard released by the advocacy group looks at votes on 10 issues, including health care reform, clean energy, and a fracking moratorium. Vermont Public Interest Research Group Executive Director Paul Burns says it represents a range of their priority issues over the past 2 years.
One of the things we try to do is at least get some diversity in basically all the issue areas that we're involved in. So, for instance, we tracked issues in this scorecard that included the healthcare reform legislation, clean energy legislation, legislation to ban fracking in the state, and consumer protection issues like banning cramming on your phone bill, which is where charges that you didn't ask for are being added without your authorization to your phone bill. We've got a very broad purview as a public interest advocacy organization, and we wanted our members to get some sense in each one of those areas how their legislators are voting.
The scorecard assesses VPIRG-backed bills or resolutions. VPIRG failed to make progress with a bottle bill, recycling, and a standard offer program for renewable energy. But Paul Burns says there were strong votes in favor of most of their priorities.
We're dealing in Vermont right now with a legislature and an administration that is quite interested in solving some really tough issues like providing affordable health care and making sure that we are less dependent on fossil fuels for our electricity. They took up these issues and, by and large, passed things that we felt were quite worthwhile. Interestingly, in one form or another, a number of these questions have been around not just for months or years, but in some ways decades. There certainly will be more votes on clean energy issues. The bottle bill came up last year, and we expect that that will come up again. But they really took care of an issue like fracking for natural gas. Vermont became the first state to ban fracking this year, and I don't think there's any chance that that particular issue will come up again anytime soon.
Grades for legislators' votes on the VPIRG-supported legislation ranged from 100 to 20% in the Senate and 100 to 13% in the House. Middlebury College Professor Emeritus of Political Science Eric Davis found the results on this scorecard predictable.
Most of the members who got high scores on this rating were Democrats, and most of the members who got low scores on the ratings were Republicans. And considering what the issues were and the fact that in many but not all instances, the position adopted by VPIRG was the same as that of the Shumlin administration and the Democratic leadership in the legislature, it's no surprise that Democrats got much higher scores on average than Republicans.
Eric Davis does note that the VPIRG scorecard reviewed the major issues that faced legislators.
They did a good job in terms of selecting what were the most important and most controversial issues in the legislature. I think sometimes the most interesting thing about these is when they take positions on issues where their own membership is divided. An example of that might be the issue of wind power. There really is a division of opinion in Vermont on the issue of wind. So for me, the most interesting issues on these scorecards are those where the membership may not be unified. And I think wind is an interesting one. It'll be interesting to see how VPIRG's position on wind develops over the next couple of years.
A link to the scorecard is available on our website, wamc.org. I'm Pat Bratley, WAMC News.